I've been practicing constitutional law in the area of civil liberties for almost 40 years. I, like many who have worked in this area in protecting citizens' rights, are alarmed at what we're seeing happening. There are certain incredible pressure points hitting citizens' rights. And I'm going to be detailing some of these important pressure points that are affecting our rights and civil liberties, and hopefully awakening citizens to what we're seeing happening. A growing concern among many civil libertarians is the militarization of the police and what that means. Unbeknownst to many, under the Reagan administration, the Pentagon or the Department of Defense began handing out millions of dollars worth of military equipment to local police across the country free of charge. This would include flak jackets, helmets, assault rifles, assault vehicles, and on down the line. Much what you would see in pictures today of police whenever there's a crisis or sometimes just routine patrolling of the streets. As a result, what has happened is there are some 80,000 SWAT team raids that are occurring across the United States every year by police dressed in full military regalia, going through doors, shooting dogs, and sometimes killing people, often over minor things. What used to be a policeman that would show up to your door over a misdemeanor, maybe a marijuana charge or a possession, something very, very minor that would require only a policeman. Now SWAT teams arrive and conduct very, very aggressive raids on American citizens. Much of this began with the so-called war on drugs. And although the war on drugs has been a massive failure, the governmental machine keeps chugging on. Consider that in 2000 alone, $500 million worth of military equipment flowed from the military, the United States military, to local police, with another $400 million worth of equipment reaching local police by May 2012. In addition to direct transfers of equipment, the federal government has given local police department grants totaling $34 billion since 9/11. As a result, even small towns such as Oxford, Alabama, with only a 50-person police force, has acquired $3 million worth of equipment, including M16s, infrared goggles, and armored vehicles. All these expensive toys have led to these damaging SWAT team raids. And there have been some casualties. For example, consider the case of Jose Guerrera, who in the summer of 2011, his wife heard someone coming through the door very aggressively. She thought they were burglars. She awoke her husband, who told his wife and children to get in the closet. Jose Guerrera, being an ex-Marine, picked up his rifle, thinking the intruders were coming in. He got at the end of the hallway. The police saw him, emptied some 50 rounds of ammo into him, drug him out into the front lawn, and allowed him to bleed to death, supposedly in search of marijuana. Unfortunately, there was no marijuana. It was a wrong address and a wrong raid. Incredibly, there's virtually no type of media coverage of these kind of raids. So most people don't realize, again, that there are 80,000 of these raids occurring, and they are increasing. Another troubling phenomenon is just aggressive police stopping people on the roadside, women actually doing rectum searches of women and vaginal searches for so-called drugs, and often not finding them. In fact, in some cities across the country, Milwaukee being one, the police have been accused of stopping men on the street and doing rectum searches, even causing bleeding in some instances. So one of these, it's an incredible pressure point on American citizens' rights. And the question is always, how can we turn back the tide of what we're seeing?